This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's Defense Minister Yoav Gallant said Wednesday it is planning to flood starving Gaza with aid through a new crossing and a port just north of the besieged territory. With Israel under severe international pressure to allow more food in, Gallant said it planned to ramp up aid deliveries to 500 trucks a day, the pre-war figure cited by the UN. Israel promised last week it would open the Erez crossing in the north after a tense telephone call between U.S. President Joe Biden and Israeli Premier Benjamin Netanyahu after Biden demanded immediate action on aid. An Israeli missile strike in Gaza has killed three sons of Hamas's political leader. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Hamas political leader Ismail Haniyeh said Wednesday that an Israeli airstrike killed three of his sons and at least two of his grandchildren. The Israeli army confirmed that it was responsible for the attack, saying all three were active in Hamas. The army did not say where the strike took place, but Haniyeh said it was in the Shati refugee camp where they lived. In an audio interview with the Al Jazeera news channel, Haniyeh, who is based in Qatar, said the killing of his sons would not affect Hamas's positions on a deal for a ceasefire in exchange for hostages. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The president of the European Parliament welcomed the adoption of a revamped migration system for the bloc on Wednesday by EU lawmakers, which the pro-EU political center promises would reduce irregular arrivals.
We have acted and we have delivered on one of the main concerns of people across Europe. This is a historic day for Europe.
Parliament's president, Roberta Metsola. This is VOA.